Hear the word of the Lord, beloved one. I'm going to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Now, I don't know about you, but that really encourages me, because the older I get, the darkness is getting thicker and thicker on the earth. In fact, I would have never believed that in such a short period of time, the darkness that's encircling the earth right now would have gotten so severe and so thick. The rate at which darkness is overtaking the world is so powerful and is happening so quickly that if we realize what was happening, it would literally take our breath away. Satan is gaining dominion on the earth. The Bible tells us that in the last days, he that restrains, speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, would no longer restrain. In other words, the Holy Spirit in these last days is beginning to withdraw, exercising His dominion on the earth. And as the Holy Spirit is beginning to withdraw, exercising His dominion, what is happening in that vacuum is evil is rising and becoming predominant. So the scripture says that darkness will cover the surface of the earth, even deep, thick darkness. That's what's going on. It's going to get worse. It's going to be more intense than you can even realize right now. And it's going to happen quicker than you're expecting. But hear this. But the Lord said, His light will shine upon you. So do not be afraid with what you see happening around you. The Bible says, do not call a conspiracy what the world is calling a conspiracy. But you and I are to fear the Lord alone. And when we do, He will become our sanctuary. I want to encourage you today, as the world continues to spin out of control, as chaos increases, as corruption becomes more and more severe, as all the things that are spoken in Scripture concerning the end times are now upon us, do not be afraid. Because even though outside the darkness is getting deep and thick and quick, you have another destiny. His glory will continue to be your portion and will shine upon you even in the midst of this darkened generation. I love you, beloved. We are more than conquerors in Messiah Jesus. In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer. So be of good cheer and do not be afraid.